call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app to hear our podcast on the go. Again, I want to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. Hope you're taking these nuggets and running with them in order to live a better life. This show is also sponsored by Rashad Detailing. Have Wheels Will Clean, owned and operated by Terry Ingram in Laurinburg, North Carolina. Well, today I want to talk about how to become creative during this pandemic. Creativity is the ability to make or otherwise bring into existence something new, whether a new solution to a problem or a new method or device or a new artistic object or form. Today I will be discussing 10 ways to become creative. The first way to become creative during this pandemic is to take a class. Always improve yourself daily. You can take a class online. You can take a class virtually. Or if you happen to work for a large company, they also provide online classes that you can take to improve your skills for their business. So take advantage of that during this pandemic, and when you come out of it, at least you would have a skill that will benefit your future. Second way to become more creative during this pandemic is to become a mentor. Seeing that schools are not opening, parents are going to have to homeschool their kids, become a mentor to a single parent to help their kids become the best that they can be. This is something, if you have teaching skills, retired, go find a single parent and help her kids during this homeschool process. Also, the third point in becoming creative during this pandemic is become your own boss. Create something that you have a passion about that you would do if you wouldn't even get paid for. And start that. You never know where that will lead. Find your purpose and just pursue it. Start looking for ways to make your own money, to leave a legacy for your kids and their kids, okay? The fourth way to become creative during this pandemic is to share your gift on a podcast, a master class, or a Zoom class. Teach others how to find their purpose or how to become financially stable. This is something, I mean, since this pandemic, major people are just giving these nuggets away free. So you don't have an excuse not to get to your destiny. The fifth thing to do to become more creative during this pandemic is become an activist. Help change laws to make others' lives better. Right now, we've got that Black Lives Matter movement. Join that. We got the NAACP, the ACLU, fighting for prisoners and their rights. We got a lot of organizations that you can become involved in to help someone else's life be a better life. The sixth thing you can do to become more creative during this pandemic is run for office. Run for office, whether it's mayor, a state representative, Congress, your local government, agencies there in your town, city councils, run. Run for these offices. Make a difference. Change something in that community. Contribute to your communities. That's another way to become creative during this pandemic. Also, seventh way that you can become more creative during this pandemic is, this has kind of been lost in the smaller cities, so start a Boys and Girls Club. This will help empower and instill confidence and courage in our youth. We're losing our youth to mass incarceration. That's a big business. So if you have the finances or you know somebody that has the finances and you have the business mind to set up a boy or girls club in your communities, let's start that during this pandemic. You may have to start out virtually, but when this pandemic is over, you can bring these kids together and give them the courage and confidence to be the best that they can be. The eighth way in becoming creative during this pandemic is to volunteer. A lot of churches are going out feeding the homeless or providing food for people that's lost their jobs. Volunteer with these people. Get out and just be a blessing to someone else's life during this pandemic. You know, we can't do that much visiting, and a lot of people are lonely, depressed. From what I hear, there's been so many divorces during this pandemic that, you know, if you got a gift to help somebody stay married, call them on the phone. You don't have to go visit. Just call them on the phone and try to encourage them to stay together during this pandemic. You also can do virtual conferences through state and local and federal organizations. They're putting things out there for you to become a part of. So I'm telling you, there's no excuse that you can't be doing something during this pandemic besides watching that depressing news and getting depressed and lonely. The ninth way you can become creative in this pandemic is to become a consultant. If you have the business mindset, if you have the mindset to teach somebody how to become financially stable during this time, like I said, set up a Zoom or a podcast. Also, ministers, you know, my minister, he's setting up confessions every day. During the week, I mean, he is loving it. Then he goes to church on Sunday and give us the word. So touch bases with your members each and every day. Make sure they're straight. Make sure they don't have any needs that the church cannot provide for them at this time. You can also become a motivational or inspirational speaker during this time if that's one of the gifts that you have. Start on that. I mean, it's amazing how just a phone call can just brighten someone's day that living by themselves or can't make any connection with the outside world. Just one simple phone call to put a smile on that person's face will just make their life much better. The tenth way to become creative during this pandemic is to become an author or a musician. Inspire others to become the best that they can be. I mean, I see so many books popping up out there. You don't have the excuse that you don't have time to write because you have all the time in the world to write. Your story may be a blessing to someone else's life. Your music may be a blessing to someone else's life. Think of ways to be a blessing to someone else instead of sitting there moping, complaining, becoming depressed. It is so many things that you can do in order to help your fellow man. And, you know, if you know a friend that's living by themselves or lonely, just call them. Get in your car and say, look, come to the door, sit on the porch. I'm going to drive by and wave at you just to let you know that I care about you and that I love you and I'm thinking about you. Well, those are the 10 ways that you can become creative during this pandemic. I hope you take these nuggets and run with it. It's plenty more that you can do. Start your own TV show. It's radio show. I mean, it's so much stuff we can be doing during this time. I think this was the purpose God allowed us to have this time to ourselves to, number one, establish a personal relationship with him, and number two, to learn our purpose that he put us here for and to pursue that purpose. Because right now there's really no distractions for anyone. And like I say, you don't have any excuse at this point because you have all the time in the world to do it. Okay? Broadcasting from Vashani Radio, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Again, I thank all of my listeners for listening to me each and every week. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download the Vashani Radio app. Hear our podcast on the go. We're the hottest thing talking about everything in New York City. Again, this is sponsored by Rashad Detailing, owner and operated by Terry Ingram. Have Wheels Will Clean. Go check him out down there in Laurinburg, North Carolina. Also, my best-selling book is out, Against All Odds, The Life I Should Not Have Lived. Don't forget to go to lindamonroe.com. Order your copy. It definitely will be a blessing to your life, or give it to a gift. I will send you an autographed copy and a special gift along with that autographed copy. So don't forget to go there and order my book. Again, I appreciate all my listeners each and every week. Until next week, be blessed. All is well. God loves you, and so do I.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Vashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.